اسمي
تو مركز الصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. Today, the date is the 14th of Dhul Qadah, 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 23rd of May, 2024. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وزايد كان جزاك الله خيرا.
Today our topic is on voting. Mufti Saab, where does voting, where do we find it in terms of Quran Sharif and Ahadith Mubarakah?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few announcements first, then we'll start with the lesson, and then 22 or so we'll take a break inshallah. Number one is our calendar. Today in South Africa, Southern Africa, is the 14th of Zulqa'dah, 1445. And in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, it's already the halfway mark, 15th of Zulqa'dah. So we have less than a month left for Eid, inshallah, Eid al-Adha. And Eid al-Adha, inshallah, inshallah, in South Africa, will be taking place on the 17th, inshallah, of June, inshallah al-Aziz. It's a Monday. So 16 June is Youth Day in South Africa, and that's Sunday. So because it's Sunday, so Monday will be a holiday as well. So that is the 17th. So mashallah, that will be the day of Eid al-Adha, inshallah al-Aziz. Second one is this, that today our program, my program will be in Pretoria, inshallah, Masjid Aisha, and that is in Erasmia, inshallah, after Isha. Isha Jamaat is 7 o'clock there, so after that, inshallah, Qirat and so forth. And thereafter the lecture, there with Mulana Abdul Razak Kolwadia is there. Then, inshallah, from the Masjid tomorrow, 5:15 to 6 o'clock, the program live on radio, also Ansar, and on inshallah Markaz Sahaba. So that will be live from the Masjid Aisha. Then 6 o'clock inshallah program finishes, we'll read sunnats, and 6:05 inshallah will be the Fajr Salat, and thereafter a program after Fajr. Then around 10:30, 10:40 Maulana Nu'man will come fetch me inshallah, and then take me from there to town. So the Metro Masjid, so inshallah, there 12:20 Adhan, and 12:30 the lecture will start till 1 o'clock, inshallah, al-Aziz. So that is for today, tonight, and tomorrow's program, inshallah, al-Aziz. And then another one is regarding the radios. So today our brother Dawood Mondley is there in Mirbank. So those of you who are in Mirbank, or you are listening to our program and you have family members there in Mirbank, so inform them that they must contact Dawood Mondley, 063-403-2743. So the whole day you'll be in Mirbank, inshallah. Or contact my nephew, Maulana Ismail Karim. He's well known there. He's teaching for how many years there? Over 10, 12, 15 years or something, I think. So Dawood Mondley is there in Mirbank today. Tomorrow will be there in Shell Cross, inshallah, our Dawood Mondley. So 6603-403-2743. And then if you want to take your decoder, so Bilal, inshallah, is there in our Durban studios. You can WhatsApp him or speak to him on 082-099-0023. If you are in the Lands area, then our brother Junaid Khan is gone. So mashallah, I spoke to him just now. So yesterday they were busy in lands, today also in lands in Indonesia. So you can contact Brother Junaid Khan on 084-304-0795. 084-304-0795. And if you are in the Cape Town region, so then it will be that Brother Zahir Esop, 082-786-5441. 082-786-5441. So all these are free. So you don't have to pay anything. Inshallah, Allah make easy. So that was the Qurban, the distinct story, the radio story. For Qurbani, so you contact Mohana Farhan Patel. MashaAllah, ye in the dear Jalalabad Kasagir, small Jalalabad Mufti Bodas Madrasa, 074-820-8104. Or if you want to send to Palestine and so forth, so Wings of Mercy, so contact Hafiz Maulana Ibrahim Musa, 062-301-2960. Maulana Ibrahim Musa of Wings of Mercy, 062-301-2960. So that are the announcements we have to make, inshallah. Okay, let us start with our lesson now. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So what is politics called in our Islamic terminology? That's question number one. So Islamic terminology is called a siyasa. And for those who know Arabic and so forth, and you know how to read and write and whatever you, so one book which is like a masterpiece, a very, very good book, As-Siyasa As-Shari'iyya. As-Siyasa As-Shari'iyya. And that is by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah. So like that, you will find many books, but that's a simple, good book, inshallah. It'll give you good guidelines and teach you what really Islam wants from us and so forth and so on. So that is of paramount importance. We should try and do that and read that, inshallah. If you know Urdu and you don't know Arabic, then you should read, remember that you should read Ahsanul Fatawa by Mufti Rashid Ahmed. So that's an excellent book, fatwa book, and he speaks in detail about how you have voting and what you do and so forth and so on. So let's start from there. Now we are running a country, right? So now we want to choose our leader. So how you choose a leader? So you see, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the leader, is the leader, will always be the leader for all times, all places, all circumstances, and he alone was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the universe. Surah 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, but as a mercy to the entire creation of Almighty Allah. Some ulama people translate as a mercy to humanity. That's incorrect translation. Alameen, the entire universe and creation. So this is the unique feature, characteristic, virtue, merit of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, the global messenger for the international community. So let's start there. So you must use one of these three ways if you want to understand As-Siyasa As-Shari'iyya, the Islamic way of doing things. So he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, received signs that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your message and your mission is reaching and ending very, very soon. So the Master alayhi salatu wasalam would make signs, you see, isharat. In the 9th year of the Hijrah, the ayat got revealed, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. That for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you have to go and perform your Hajj. So remember, this ayat was revealed in the 4th year of the Hijrah. So now Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not go in that year. But the Master alayhi salatu salam sent Amirul Hajij, Amirul Hujjaj. You say Amirul Hajij with a ha, Hajij. or you say Amirul Hujjaj, both are Arabic and both are acceptable and so forth. The ayat Surah 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 97. Surah 3, verse 97. So Amirul Hajij, Amirul Hujjaj was who? None other than him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He'll be the Amir, the leader, the captain, the chief, whatever you want to say. The Mu'ullin, the Munadi, the one who will go in the alleys, gullies of Medina, of Makkah Mukarramah, in Makkah, gullies, alleys of Makkah Mukarramah, and make announcement. They're all in Medina, they're leaving Medina and they're going. So will be Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. You got the sign already? So who is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preparing already? My Khalifa will be him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, when you go there, go to the gullies, alleys of Makkah and announce, La yatufu bil bayti uryanun. From now on, nobody should go and perform tawaf and all that naked. وَلَا يَتُوفَنَّ بَعْدَ هَذَا الْآمُ مُشْرِكُونَ. And after this year, no mushrik allowed, no non-Muslims allowed. And the Quran Sharif entrenches that, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسْ. So remember, the mushrikeen, non-Muslims, they are not impure. So if you shake the hand of Tom, Dick and Harry, so male to male, Tom, Dick and Mary, Tom, Dick and Harry, so remember, you don't have to make wudu or something. That if you do it, is your own taqwa and piety. So, yeah, innamal mushrikuna najas, that is impure or they are impure. So, what does it mean? Aqidatan, the impure. Internally, their belief structure is impure. So, what must you do is, innamal mushrikuna najas, fala yaqrabul masjid al haram ba'da amim hada. So, after this year, asanatu tasya, the ninth year, no non-Muslim is allowed there in the haram area, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, all that, there's the haram area. Chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 28. So we must be clear on that issue. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu went, announced all that. Now that is the muqaddamah, preparation, the precursor for Hajjatul Wida. 10th year, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes, no mushrik there, no non-Muslims there, no one performing tawaf naked, all the idols are demolished and destroyed and blasted to smotherings already in the 8th year of the Hijrah. During Fateh Makkah, Ja' al-Haqq wa Zaq al-Ba'til took place. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns on the 18th of Zulhijjah, 18th of Zulhijjah, 10th year of the Hijrah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stops at a place called Ghadir-e-Khum and then takes the hand of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and says, Man kuntum mawlahu fa'aliyun mawla. We accepted the hadith in Muslim Sharif, Sahih hadith. So who is the friend of Sayyidina Ali is my friend, and who is Ali's friend is my friend. The kuffar Shia say from ye, it means Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu must be the Khalifa. So hadha shay'un ajib. So this is something very strange. You don't see after that what has happened. So remember that day there was argument between some Sahaba and Sayyidina Ali. So therefore Nabi alayhi salam did it. In front of few thousand people, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam wanted to appoint Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, should have done so in Hajjatul Wida. Or Amalan after that. So now the 11th year starts. Towards the end of Safar, the Master alayhi salam falls ill. The condition of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam deteriorates. Then in Muslim Sharif there's a hadith, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْخَمِيسِ. Today is Khamis. So do you know what happened that Thursday? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bring pen and paper, I will dictate for you something, لَن تَدِلُّ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. Then Sayyidina Umar and them said that, you know, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so ill, why give taklif? Hasbuna kitabullah, we have the Quran Sharif, we have the Sunnah. So the Shias, they say, he, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, prevented Nabi alayhi salam from writing down that Sayyidina Ali must be the Khalifa. This is Thursday, the Master alayhi salatu salam's death and demise and all that ijma'an took place on Monday. So this Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday. That Thursday night, Isha time, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he wanted to write down, mentioned it verbally. Muru Aba Bakrin falyusalli bin nas. Tell Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu warda, he must perform the imamate. Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha came and said, Ya Rasulullah, he is raqiq al-qalb, that he's got a very soft heart, he will stand there where you are, then he will cry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset. Inna kunna la sawahibu Yusuf. You're giving wrong mashura, like how the woman gave wrong mashura to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Muru Aba Bakrin falyuswalli bin nas. Thursday night, Isha, he read the Salat. Friday, all five Salat. Saturday, all five Salat. Sunday, all five Salat. Monday morning, Fajr Salat. 17 Salat in the Hayati, in the life Mubarak of the Master, alayhi salam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr is Imam, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, all the Sahaba following Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and they knew that he will be the Khalifa. And Quran says, chapter 9, verse 40, Thani Yathnaini Ithuma fil ghar. So Thani Yathnaini in the ghar, Thani Yathnaini when they came to Medina, Thani Yathnaini when they built Masjid-e-Quba, Thani Yathnaini when they built Masjid-e-Quba, Masjid-Nabawi. First block, first brick, the Master, alayhi salam, bi yadihi al-sharifa, with his own Mubarak hands. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr put the brick and the block after that. And then in Salat, you see, he Thani Yathnaini. And then in Khilafat also, he was after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Khalifa bila faslin. That between Sayyidina Abu Bakr, between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, there's no third party. There's no one else in between. And then even today, we challenge the Kuffar Shias. Where is Sayyidina Abu Bakr buried? Right next to the Master, alayhi salam. Even today, he is Thani Yathnaini. Radiallahu anhu. Who can take away all the ma nafa ani malu ahadin kama nafa ani malu abi bakrin ay as-siddiq radiallahu anhu. So all this here, ya aballahu wal mu'minun illa abu bakrin, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Allah will not allow, the Muslims will not allow, but it must be Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So the first way of choosing a leader is that you, the leader, you make very clear signs that that is who you want to. But it's not 100% clear, you see. So that is the first way. Second, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes Imam al-Khalifa. So he appointed Waliyul Ahad. Waliyul Ahad means finish. After my demise must be Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. In his lifetime he already did that. So you do that, provided that person is worthy of that, is a true believer, he's got taqwa, he's got knowledge, all that. What they are doing in Saudi Arabia and other countries, Jordan and all haram, all that. That is mulukiyah. That the father, then the son, and then the son, and then the son or the grandson. So now King Abdul Aziz, he died in 1953. So then his son Saud came, and then his son Faisal came, and then his son Khalid came, and then his son Fahad came, and then his son Abdullah came, and then his son Salman came, and Salman appointed his son the Murtad bin Shaitan. So that is not Islamic, it's running in a family. Whether they're worthy of it or not, Saud was kicked out, if you know anything. So he didn't die, then Faisal came. He was removed from power because he was half drunky and what. He didn't know what he was doing. There was wine and dine and swine and so many things going on. Then Faisal took over. Faisal was a good person, but majority of them upside down also. And now they reached the rock bottom, you must remember. So that's not Islamic, that. In Islam, it's got nothing to do with the particular family. You must remember that. It's got to do with the particular person. So you make Waliyul Ahad that way there. You see? So the apparent A, the apparent leader. So that also you can do. But there must be not favoritism, nepotism, all that, no. So that, and there's no democracy in Islam, that's shaitaniyat. Masses are asses. We're into three akthara man fil ardi yudilluk an sabilillah. So the first one is you make subtle signs and signs and indirect signs. Second one is you show clearly this is the person who will be the leader. Right? So that's the second one. Third one is the Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is assassinated and stabbed by Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. So then the 3 days he was alive, he appointed a panel, a shura. You see, Jama'atu Shura. 6 people. Hey, Nabi Allah is happy with them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happy with them. So in this day and this age, you can use any of these three. You make subtle signs, or you appoint a person, or you use a committee, like, you understood, consultative committee, you can call. So they will be. So that committee, in our fuqaha, in our jurist term and language, they call it arbabul halli wal aqd. Arbabul halli wal aqd. Arbab, the plural of rab, meaning people who got possession and so. Ana rabbul mal. So that, like that, you say, ana rabbul miftah. Like that. So you are the person with the wealth, you are the person with the key, like that. So arbab, plural of that, ittakhadu ahbarahum wa ruhbanahum arbabam min dunillah. You see. So anyway, so arbabul halli wal aqd. I want to show you the literal meaning of it. That when we used to go to school, that time they were very strict, you know. So I remember in our shop we used to sell butter taffies and all. So you wear the shoes with lace. So when you fasten the lace, so that is called aqd. So you make a nice knot. And hal, so you untie the knot. You see? So arbabul halli wal aqd. The people know when they must be firm. And the people know when they must relax. The people who can solve problems when there are problems and so forth. So that Islam promotes. Not only say permissible. So in Islam you have a shura system. What they call now, you must remember, universal franchise. What they call? Universal franchise. One man, one vote, one woman, one vote, all haram did. In Islam, they don't allow. The rapist can vote, the murderer can vote, the dahar worker can vote, the drunkie can vote. So they just go there, put a mark there, what is there. India, Pakistan, you know, Dandli, they give one goat, one sheep, and you vote for me, everything lungile. So see in Surat now, see, it's election season now. So now you must remember, in May is still voting in India. And then in June, you must, the results will come out. Then in July, July 4th is there, voting there in UK. Sunak announced yesterday, Shaitan is going to lose 90%. And then remember that in November elections there, in next week our elections, you see, on Wednesday, Monday starting, Monday, Tuesday, if I vote, I'll go Monday. So because I'm special vote, I registered also. So you must remember, I will just test the system. So you don't. So I said, very good, so good. So I said, we'll try it out and see. So we'll make istikhara. I got one nice sentence today. I was looking for something and I found a nice sentence. We'll speak of it just now. So anyway, so the point I'm making here is this, that, so that is what Islam allows, that you have a shura, consultative committee. You have committee of the elders, committee of the people with basira, people who got, not they got value, they got, you understand, personal interest in that, that I want to become leader, I want to become leader. No, they have the welfare of the country, of the ummah, in their, so we will choose this person or this person. So that is arbabul halli wal aqd. Not that we got a vested interest ourselves, how many tenders I can get. Today is the whole Westminster system, the whole political system. Once Winston Churchill, the Harami, used to say, democracy is a terrible, horrible system, but all the other systems are worse, so let us stick with this system. You see? So you can check it up there, what Churchill said about democracy. So democracy, you must put an end there. It's not democracy, it's democracy. So it's the shaitans who are there. So how Islam will allow that? Islam will never allow that. That you get, you must, any person can vote, you 16 years above, 18 years above, 20 years, whatever the age is and so forth. Australia and some countries, you don't vote, they impose a fine upon you. So in South Africa, we're free, we don't have to worry. You vote, is all right. You don't vote, also is all right. So you must understand these things here. So these are the three nuskhas, the three prescription Islam gives. You see, you must choose from that. That is a siyasa, a shar'iyya. So now in the world, there's no Muslim country that practices the sharia properly. You must remember that. See, even Taliban. So Taliban showed their true colors. You must remember yesterday, day for yesterday, they making special dua day by Raisi and all that. He died, he fracked, and he died like you understood. Shia, kuffar, and so. And Ismail Haniyeh and them, they expected they're going to do it. You must remember why. Because Iran and their agents are helping them. So Hizbul Shaitan, Hizbullah, Ansarullah, all that. So now they say, no, you know. So all this is not Sharia. This is modern day politics. You see, expediency, you call it. You see, so what is expediency? Like what our Maulvis do. This political leader die and all that, or some politician die. No, we must be there. So whether they Muslim or not, my Muslim, that lady there, she was promoting gay business and all that. Our Maulvis performed the janaza salat on the murtadda. So that the one person died, 100% non-Muslim, our Maulvis are there for memorial service. So it's all Islam, this. 100% shaitaniyat it is, so you must remember that. But because you're getting money from them, because you're getting, you must remember, some perks from them, and maybe you got diplomatic passport in the past and so forth, when we challenge them, we're going to expose them quickly, the diplomatic passports all disappeared. You must remember these things here. So a lot of things we know, you see, but we don't expose everything. You must always keep some trump cards. You must know when to play the trump card, you see. So that is how it is. So anyway, the point I'm making is there, see now in Pakistan, see in Saudi, see there, any Maulvi sheikh in this day, this age, he goes, he'll get corrupted. You must, and hadith also in Abu Dawud, illaf tutina, Allah will put you through such tests and all these kind of things here. So there, who's going to be like Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani? You don't agree, you put me in jail, it's fine. Who's going to be like Mawlana Abul Kalam Azad? So they told Mawlana Abul Kalam Azad, your wife passed away, we'll give you permission for 3 days, the police will take you, and then we'll bring you back. He said, tell my wife's family there, Qiyamat ke roz ko mulaqat hogi. I'll never write darkhas to you animals and to you shaitans, and so I'll stay in jail. Who will do all that today? You must remember that. Shaykhul Islam, that is why I say, there's Mahmood Madani and them, all shaitaniyat, you must remember. So Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Madani, went to jail for to keep the flag flying. You went to bootleg the Hindus, you went to bootleg the Shias. And you tell me you are the leader of the Jamiat in India. Come off it, man. You must remember these things here. So Islam gave us guidelines. Islam never told us to curry favor with people, politicians, governments, and encroach upon the Sharia and the process. Islam gave a golden maxim, La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. There is no obedience, you understood, to any creation, whether it's king, prime minister, president, prince, crown prince, clown prince, whoever, when it leads to a sin against the creator. Tomorrow, Sudais is going to give lecture, khutbah in Makkah, you see. So 11:20, where the khutbah will start. 11:20, the khutbah will start. So you must remember from Makkah. So remember this, so he will take the khutbah, the translation, I'll be in Pretoria, all that will translate from there, inshallah. So what he will speak, let's see what he will speak, you see. So you must remember, because they're under a lot of pressure also now. So you see, so they have to bring Sudais back in, because he knows how to thrill the ummah. He makes everybody happy. You understood? He'll make some dua for Palestine. He will speak about the royal family, and he will speak about Mamlakatul Arabiyatu Saudiyah and this and that. So he also became a politician now, you see. Make everybody happy, you see, and this type of thing. So Islam don't work like that. You can't make everybody happy. So you must remember, you have to know what is your parameters and so forth and so on. So that is. Then Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, one day in the majlis or some article he wrote, he said, when we don't have an Islamic system, then the best system is democracy. You see? So meaning that at least we got a voice, and they mustn't come trouble us and all this doubt. We're not saying democracy is the best or is Sharia. No. Our aim must be Sharia. But when it's not there, then there's democracy. If you don't have democracy, like so-called whatever it is, South Africa, how we can speak now? Our Muslim countries would not allow you to speak. This program you're having now, they lock me up first and lock you up second. Say, who the hell are you telling us that? Understand? So they'll close your station straight away. So every Muslim country, every Arab country, they'll never allow this. You understood? You see, people will clamp down when they have fear. When you don't have fear, then what do you have to worry about? You see, a nimta wa adalta. Adalta wa nimta. Let's go read the halat and the biography and profile of Sayyidina Umar. Ya Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhu warda, what you said on the Farsh, Allah sent from the Arsh. Why? You didn't have to worry, because you used to sleep. You sleep also in the masjid, you sleep at home. But why? Because you had so much justice also. You never gave people opportunity to shoot you figuratively. Now today, these guys, they can't even come out of their house without bodyguards and all. If they just come, they'll be finished. How many bullets will go through there? Because they got so much fear. They know how many people they killed, how many they put into jail, how many people they eliminated. You can't find anywhere. When I went to Iran in 2013, so this guy Zari, Zari was his name. So in the starting one day, first day, I tell him I want to go there. He said, no, it's not in the list. You see, he got paper like this. Where he must take me and this. And I also got a paper. So I said, no, the Zari, I have to tune him up a little bit. You see how we're tuning up the radios now? I have to tune him up a little bit. So the first day we went, it was Monday, first Rabiul Awwal, you see, 2013. So Monday was, I came back on the 13th. So the Friday was 12th Rabiul Awwal. So two Fridays I was there, 5th also and 12th also. 13th I came back. So cut long story short, so I told him, Zari, I need to change money. So we went there to the Sarraf, they call Sarraf there also. So there, so $1,33,000 Iranian rial. How much? For $1. 33,000 Iranian. So just multiply there quickly. For $100, how much you will get? So they gave me millions and millions and all that. I felt very nice, you must remember. I became a millionaire, you know. So this type of things there. So 33,000 times 100, 100 times 33,000. So how many million it is?
$3.3 million.
Simple to work it out. I had my answer. I want to see what you want to say. So $3.3 million. So I had millions already. I was feeling very happy. Then I'm not going to eat their meat and chicken and all. So the next day I told Zari, I said, this time you must pick me up, this, that and all. So then lunchtime comes. So I say, see, every day you with me, lunch is on me. You must order the best food, whatever you want, and I will pay. You understood? So he's thinking, where's going to get a customer like this? You understood? Now, I don't know what I'm going to do with all this money. You understood? I'm a millionaire, you see? So like that. But I had a matlab also, an ulterior motive. So that I want to go to places which is not here in the list. So I tell Zari, I want to go there. He tell me, no, we can't go there. It's not in the list. So when I told him this lunch deal, so I told him, you want to go here? He said, anywhere else you want to go? You understood? So the lunch made all the difference, you see? You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. So like that it was. So I told him that I was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's murderer is buried. He said, I'll take you. So he took me there on the 5th of Rabiul Awwal Friday. Then next to in Kashan and that. So I asked him, where is that place? Because I used to read a little bit about all this. During the time of Shah and all that, anybody speak nonsense against him. So they had one big dam, like a river or what dam or whatever you call it. I forget the name about it. If you just Google it, you will find it. So like what you call, like our guys here, apartheid, they put straight Robben Island, you see. So there they had that. They take you alive, just drop you inside there and you must die there. Finish and clear. So they must just see there. So Savak, they used to call them Savak. So the Shah's secret police, like now they got Pasban, the Revolutionary Guards. Those days were called Savak, S-A-V-A-K. So the Savak used to take you to that river and the dam or whatever. And they put, so he took us there also. So today is like that. You must remember that people become prime minister, president, premier. They, India, Pakistan, Wazir-e-A'la. Go see what they did to their opponents and so forth and so on. You must remember that. So there's all shaitaniyat. You can't call that Islam and so forth, even if it happens in a Muslim country. So we must be clear that Islam don't allow all these kind of things. Yeah? Islam says your job must be justice. So you must remember. You found something there. So anyway, so that is what Islam teaches. Now we are facing democracy. Now we come to fiqhul waqi'. One is the ideal and one is what you have. You see? So al-fiqhul waqi'. So the first question is this, can we vote, can't we vote? Second, if we vote, for whom must we vote? So simple answer, I'll give you three things there and write it down. It'll make life easy for you. The hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu salam taught us, if you have, you must remember problems, all their choices and so forth. And it's ijtihadi masala. You understood this? Now some ulama, senior ulama say you can vote. If you go to our ulama, so you must remember, Hazrat Mufti Kifayatullah and them in Kifayatul Mufti, and that they wrote is permissible. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah in Ma'ariful Quran, and that they wrote is permissible. You understood? So like that, you got reference. Other ulama say not permissible. Also senior ulama, and so in South Africa, senior ulama, some say permissible, some say not permissible. The fatwas are flying around. You can see it yourself. So in a case like that, make istikhara, you see, so this type. So what istikhara? Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. So like that. And whatever come in your heart, must I vote or not? Vote, go vote. Come on, don't vote. Finish, end of the story, you see. Then the hadith in Maqasid al-Hasana, so I found it in both copies, the Sahih copy and the complete copy. So you must remember, so Nabi alayhi salam's hadith, ma khaba man istakhara. So if you make istikhara, you will not be a failure. Wala nadima man istashara. And a person who makes mashura will not be, you must remember, a person that he will have regret if he makes mashura. Right? And the hadith goes on, wala ala man iqtasada. What's wala ala man iqtasada? So you will not become a pauper, selling paupers and all that. You will not become a pauper that if you have that, you follow the middle path. You don't go to extreme and you don't go to stinginess. You follow the middle path, so you will not become a pauper. You see, people go this way or that way. Al-jahilu imma mufritun or mufarritun. Either they go over the limit that side or this side. And so that is the hadith in Maqasina. Today I was reading something, I found a nice thing. You Suleiman, you Zahid, for all of you, very good also. Iza aratta, this is just proverb in Arabic. So iza aratta, you made some intention to do something. You want to buy a car, you want to buy this, you want to buy that. So when you make mash, when you made intention to do something, then what must you do? First tashir. First tashir. So go and make mashura. You see that? So first tashir. So make mashura. What is a mashura, shura, mushawara? What it is? So remember, you have to go in the philology, history of it. It is istikhrajul asal. That you are the Amir, you heard this one's opinion, his opinion, his opinion. So take the best honey from the honeycomb. So that is the actual meaning of it. So take the best opinion and all that. So idha aratta first tashir, right? So make mashura. And wa idha madaita, and now you want to execute it, you want to date, you want to sign the contract, and you want to do this, you want to do. Wa idha madaita first tashir. So then make istikhara. You see that? So mashura, you're asking people. Istikhara, you're asking Allah Ta'ala. You got it? So beautiful saying it is. Ida aratta, first tashir. Wa ida madaita, first tashir. So you must remember that. What they got there, Monona, about Iran and the Sabak and all?
I'm still...
How? So long. Can't be so long. So just put the Shah and Sabak and where these two... punish the people in a dam, in a river, in which place, something like that, you'll find straight away. So you must remember this thing, these are the keywords, so you must remember that. So that is fiqhul waqi. So the second one is this, now if you are voting, understood? So which party should you vote? The first thing we must get out from, today people say you must vote. But why you must vote? Because they got a vested interest there. I must vote ANC. I must vote DA. I must vote EFF. I must vote IFP. I must vote this party. I must vote that party. So why they say like that? Because his brother is standing for election there. Or because he can get a tender from there. Or because there's some other hidden agenda, ulterior motive. It is haram in Islam that. So you must not be thinking of yourself. You must be thinking of the qawm, of the people, of the nation, who will be the greatest asset. I challenge how many times on air. In the past 30 years, democracy in South Africa, show me one Muslim, one Muslim, male, female, whoever, who served Islam and didn't serve their pockets. You know, everyone served their pockets. They enrich themselves, they enrich their families without exception. So, but they will use Islam. You see, every day we get messages. No, we must get rid of corruption, we must get rid of this. But how can you say that we must get rid of corruption when you align with the Shias yourself? If you ask the so-called Muslim, yesterday a politician phoned me. Yesterday. So he said, I'm no more in the media and now I'm full-time in this and so forth. So I told him that, see, that when you want to join a political party, or you'll have your manifesto, or you'll have your policy, whatever you want to call, you must have clear-cut parameters and that. Then the people will know where you stand. People know Merkez Sahaba, we say straightforward, Shias are kuffar, no issue, khalas, end of the story. You see that? So you must say that. Don't behave in front of the Shias. You say, no, it depends what you believe and us. And what they believe is already there in the kitabs. They're promoting it. What else is left now? So remember this. If you ask MBS, Pakkam Murtad bin Shaitan, finish, end of the story. No, he did this. That is all. How much money you getting from the Saudi embassy, you see? So that is the weakness of the Ummah today. So we look for our sughra, our personal benefit at the expense of the kubra. The micro must benefit, although the macro can go fly a kite, you see? So that is unacceptable. Yeah, we must go for a break now. You found anything? Inna lillahi wa inna. Okay, I'll check it up, inshallah. So you must remember that. So that this was very famous in Shah's time, and he took me to that place. So on Qiyamah Day, that place will speak, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَالَهَا يَوْمَ إِذِن تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. How many people were murdered? How many people were made to drown? How many people? The same guy, Raisi, when the war was going on, Iran and Iraq, and they got Iraqi guys, used to tell them, take them in the helicopter, in the plane, and throw them down. So poetic justice or divine justice, whatever you want to say. So same thing happened to him. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. So Allah ki lati bi be awaze. We must be an idiot among the Ahlu Sunnah to say he's a shaheed. So remember that also.
Inshallah, we'll meet our listeners after the break.
Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Merkez Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, exactly 7 minutes left to 12. Mufti Sahib, a question. If people say, if we do not participate in politics and government, then the interests of Muslims and Islam will not be brought in front of these leaders.
So remember, if you look at the white government, so they had their own ideas. They had the white rule, and we Indians and all that, Africans, colors, were marginalized. But one thing, to say that ANC brought freedom and all that, that's also a lie and propaganda. So if you study our masajid history, the history of the mosque in South Africa, 200 years before democracy, 1794, the first masjid was built already in Cape Town. The Oval Masjid, Masjid the Oval in Boerkop, opposite the old Hilton Hotel, now the Hayat Hotel. So if you look at the first ijtima took place in 1966, Haji Bhai Padia, Mohd Qasim Sema, all of them were involved in Ladysmith Sufi Masjid. And how many Darul Ulooms? 1973, Darul Ulum Newcastle, the oldest Darul Ulum, came into being. You come to Myas Farm, 1940, it came into existence. So that is all. Yes, what happened is this. We couldn't vote, now we can vote. We couldn't stay where we want to, now you can stay where you want to. You couldn't do business where you want to, now you can do. So that might be the positive. But with that came all the haram. So now same-sex marriages, who introduced? Prostitution, all these escort agencies and what have you, all prostitution. Your schools and your universities became brothels. And then remember abortion, who legalized? And now you see that your bell, that your children's innocence is being ripped away from them. They're being taught already and will be taught that they can have two fathers and two mothers and so forth. So when you want to study something, don't come tell me about one side of the story. That's selective amnesia. You must study something holistically. If the ANC brought good things, then they brought million haram things with it also. So we, and then the corruption, and then the cadre deployment, and then the crime, and then the load shedding. Today's news I heard myself. I went to the barber, I came. 10 o'clock news I heard. They said that from, it'll start again, maybe this week, maybe next week. They said from 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning that there is too much power being used, and there's a good possibility that there will be load shedding. And in the evening between 4 and 10, again, too much is being used, especially in Gauteng region, that's where we are. So remember that. So they had even the ESCOM and that politician and that spokesperson speaking and all that. So you can go check it up. So on 702, I heard it 10 o'clock this morning news. So they say for 2 months we had no load shedding. That was the burning diesel, obviously. So we can't be such naive people and idiots, you know, and so forth. So now election is coming near. So they're telling you that. So what I did after that, we got our generator started to see everything is still working. Because you just leave it, then sometimes it don't work. You know, the generators go to sleep also sometimes. So we must know all these things. You don't can't be living Alice in Wonderland, and you can't be such an idiot. You must remember that. Who destroyed our trains? Who destroyed our crime? And all this kind of thing. So all the ANC did all that. From top to bottom, corrupted lot they are. So we must be clear on these topics also. So what interest they paid for us? Nothing, if you ask me. So you must remember that. So that is what we should do. Come tell me they allowed us masjids, and masjids were allowed from 1794. Istimas were allowed from there 1966. Darulums were allowed from 1940, 1973. I'm giving you all the statistics on the ground. So don't come with the story of that, please. So yes, you want to put your brother, your sister, your family member there, then all the whole family will become millionaires. So say like that. You must remember that. That we know. So you must remember. So I don't believe that story. You must. Therefore, I'm very clear. I said openly what we have to hide in that. I never ever voted ANC or never ever voted DA or EFF, and I'll never vote for them. And I'm telling you 100 times, to vote for DA is haram and is a vote for genocide. And to end off on this, he's our teacher, and we were the last students. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib of Pakistan, Rahimahullah. So what memories I have of him. When we were studying in Darulum, when we were studying there in Karachi, there in Hazrat Maulana bin Nuri Rahimahul Madrasa, the name that time was Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya. That was the name during Hazrat Maulana's time. And Hazrat bin Nuri was the principal. He passed away in 77. So in 75, 76, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib came. He's from Pakistan. Not the Mufti Mahmood buried in South Africa. He's from India. He's Gangohi. This is Mufti Mahmood of Pakistan. So he came, Hazrat bin Nuri moved away, told him, teach Bukhari Sharif. We were there, and he's teaching Bukhari Sharif. You go to Sarhad, all your Peshawar, all that, he is the leader, the Wazir-e-A'la, the governor, the premier of that whole province. He made all his bodyguards, all of them keep beard. He made all his bodyguards read 5 daily Salat. That was the only province, 4 provinces in Pakistan that time, Sindh and Punjab, and you must remember that Sarhad and Balochistan and what have you. So all that, you must remember, the only province, no sharab, alcohol banned. You understood? And he never took one extra cent. You must remember, not one person. When we were there, Bhutto was in power, so then they made a opposition party. I still remember the name, Pakistani Qaumi Ittihad. Pakistani Qaumi Ittihad, Pakistan National Alliance. So that 9 parties. Who they made the Amir? Mufti Mahmood. You see? Every party knew. Can make Mufti Sahib, you make anybody else, he's chore. You understood? They'll chow up in their party. Make Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he'll put his own money, but he won't touch anything. You see? So like that. So that were the true people. So if you speak of politics, you must speak of this kind of politics. So this I'm speaking of our day, our age. And in 1980, he's our teacher also. Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib invited him and told him, Hazrat, you need to come here to make Khatmul Bukhari. He put the turban on my head also. I was the first student they called. You understand? Maulvi Abdul Qadir Afriki. That was my name. You understood? And then he put the turban on my head. And he gave us all permission of hadith. He completed our Bukhari Sharif. And he came to Karachi and he was going for Hajj. And there in New Town Madrasa, he passed away in 1980. So you must remember that. So all those memories are still vivid and fresh in our mind and all this type of. And one thing he said during that Bukhari Sharif Khatam, I'll never forget, inshallah. So I never did all this sulam and all that, you understood. To me, I knew that these kitabs don't benefit. So he said, and he was the sadr and the ra'is of the Wifaqul Madaris in Pakistan that time. Everybody was under him. Till 77 was Hazrat bin Nuri, then was him, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib. So anyway, rahimahullah, all of them. So he said, main apne ulama ko kehta hu ke ye sulam aur ye, he took one, two other kitabs name, and he said, nikal dena chahiye, koi fayda nahi, lekin sunte nahi. You see, so the Pakistani was sitting next to me, I gave him, elbowed him, you see, I was happy. I said, see what Hazrat is saying. Didn't I tell you this kitab, some of them are waste of time? You understood? We're just teaching them, not the teacher understands properly, not the student understands, we just teach. For what the benefit of it? So you must remember this kind of things, yeah. So that is what you call a true scholar, a true siyasi. One side he can teach Bukhari Sharif, Shaykhul Hadith. The other side, Shaykhul Islam, Mufakkir-e-Islam, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahimahullah, and leading the whole Pakistan and so forth. So that is siyasat of Islam. You understand? Not these mufatiyas we got today, get into power from Biden to Bibi and to Muslims and all that. For what they fighting so much? And shooting people. How many people got shot in South Africa? Already in this elections. Now the army is going to be deployed and so forth. So that is, that politics got no place in Islam. And we like fools think that this guy will bring change. Nobody bring change. They all fill their pockets and their party's pockets. That's why they fight so much. That's the khulasa of the whole thing. Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.